1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. And I just wanted to mention to you that Casino Night is going to be coming up for my friend's place. My friend's place provides critical resources needed to help homeless kids lead. Maybe I shouldn't read this right now. Maybe I should wait until caffeine-free Coke wears off. My friend's place provides the critical resources needed to help homeless youth learn personal responsibility and move from the street to productive lives. We're going to have a casino night Saturday night, November the 4th. It begins at 7 p.m. and it ends when we all go home. It'll be at the Museum of Flying at the Santa Monica Airport, conveniently located just south of the 10 freeway at the east end of Santa Monica. All of the proceeds will allow my friend's place to provide meals, a safe place to be, and offer programs to assist these young people. And as you know, the sale of our CD, all of the money goes to my friend's place. Tickets are $250 a person, and they can be purchased by calling my friend's place Casino Night 2000 coordinator Lisbeth Faust at 323-908-0011, extension 102. Or you could also mail a check to them, and I'm sure you can get some more information from the people at my friend's place. But if you want to join us that night, it'll be fun. 1-800-449-8686. We're doing our open lines here on Monday, and we'll continue with your phone calls. Here's Alhambra on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yes, Phil. How you doing?
Good.
Phil.
Okay. Could you turn your radio down, sir?
Yeah. Phil, I'm calling because of this. You mentioned that Moscow television tower fire, and I'm a Korean War veteran, and I have earned my own business since the 1950s.
Okay, I'm hearing either a radio or a car alarm.
Well, I'm at my office right now. I'll try to close the window. But I'm concerned, as most Americans would be, about the recent problems I think the Russian people and Russian society is having.
About what, sir?
Well, they've had a submarine sink. 118 people are dead. They had an explosion in a tunnel in Moscow. I don't know whether you heard about that.
Yeah, I heard that was some terrorist thing. And then they've also got the television tower that's on fire, and I guess a couple of people died over there.
That is correct. And I think the time has never been better for our country to launch some kind of a surprise attack on the Russians.
And oh, come on.
So, Mr. Hendry, I'm a Korean War veteran. And
yeah, I understand that you're a Korean War veteran. The Russian society has had so many failings lately that we should launch a surprise attack?
Sir, there is a whole generation of Korean War veterans that I believe the United States of America owes, and I think a surprise attack on the Russians... I honestly believe...
Look at that. A surprise attack on the Russians because their society is failing? Shouldn't we help them?
There is an entire generation, sir.
Hold on for a minute.
No, you asked me a question I'd like to have the courtesy of answering. A generation of Korean War veterans where we fought the Chinese communists, and I'll never forget the day we sat on a destroyer near Pooji, while the Marines were being shelled by the Chinese. And I'll tell you something right now. It was a proud day to see Mother Green and her fighting machine and the United States Navy in support drive those Chinese back.
But that was 50 years ago that we beat the Chinese or whatever the hell happened in the Korean War. I don't know.
Well, that's just it. You don't know, and a lot of Americans don't know.
But that's no reason to launch a surprise attack on the Russians, okay? Look, first of all, that was a communist society. This is a non-communist society.
Mr. Hendry, please don't presume to lecture me, sir.
I'm not trying to lecture you. I'm saying that was then a communist society. The Russian society today is a non-communist society. We won the Cold War. There is no communism.
And you trust the Russians?
I trust the Russians about as well as I trust any other country. I mean, I barely even trust my own government, but then I'm not saying paranoid or anything.
But I ask you the question. Do you trust the Russians? Yes or no?
Yeah, I trust them to do what? I mean, what? What are they going to do? I mean, they're in no position to do anything other than try to pull their society together, which has been very badly bruised by the economics of the changeover, the fact that they've had, you know, crime on the increase, the fact that their economy is in a shambles. You know what I'm saying?
So, in other words, you're saying they couldn't defend themselves.
If you're trying to get me to say, sir, that it's a perfect time for a surprise attack on the Russians, I don't know that I can agree with you, okay?
But I'm saying, what about all the guys that I left over in Korea and all the guys in Vietnam who fought the communists? And right now, when we could launch a surprise attack on the Russia, and we could defeat them, and at that point, we'd be done with them. I think it is short-sighted. I think we owe it to a generation, and why not? This is the greatest opportunity that President Clinton will have to rehabilitate his presidency. Let me tell you something. You can't teach an old dog new tricks. The Russians are going to come back. Oh, God. I'm just so worried about...
Look, I understand you're a Korean War veteran and you want some payback. Is that what you want?
I want big-time payback.
You want us to say, okay, we're glad what you did, now we're going to kick some Russian rear end. Is that it?
Look, I'm not... They're not even looking for a sneak attack. They're so weak and demoralized. This is a great opportunity for us to test our I believe our female soldiers.
You're serious, aren't you?
Mr. Henry, I fought for this country in Korea. I think now's the time to launch a sneak attack on the Russians and get some payback for Korea and for Vietnam. They're over there drinking vodka. Their economy's in a shambles. We could test out our female soldiers. And
why would we use female soldiers when we have perfectly good armed forces, mostly populated with male combat soldiers? Why would we?
Because you can test. First of all, we could take them with women because they've been drinking vodka. They're blowing each other up in subways. They're putting out a fire. They won't know that the sneak attack has been lodged.
Okay, so while they're putting out that Moscow TV antenna fire, we launch a sneak attack with female soldiers.
Right.
Because we don't need men?
Well, not only do we don't need the male soldier, but it would be a great time to test out our female soldiers. We could take them with women. In other words, we don't want to waste the good, and I'm not saying that women aren't good, but we don't want to waste the best. We could go throw 6 divisions of female soldiers in there and take them in 4 weeks.
Well, you know something? I've heard some cockamamie ideas.
Sir, you're not a veteran of the armed forces.
No, hold on a minute. This is my show. I've heard some cockamamie ideas, but you want to send in the United States Armed Forces.
Well, you know something, sir? I fought the communist.
Hold on for a minute. It will take more than 4 weeks to conquer Russia. The size of that country alone. How do we do this exactly? Do we go in and we do... High-density bombing followed by paratroopers.
You do high-density bombing followed by paratroopers. You do a Marine Corps invasion of the east coast of Russia. You have a NATO-led invasion of the western portion of Russia. And the two forces will meet in the middle.
And that takes 4 weeks for them to do that, huh?
If you attack using dune buggies...
Where? In the west?
That's all desert out there. So you've got a high-speed dune buggy force. And close the window, will you, Bob?
Okay, so in other words, we've got women in dune buggies racing in from the west, and we've got NATO coming in, paratrooping in from the east, and they'll all meet in the middle.
I can tell that you are not taking me seriously.
No, I'm taking you seriously, but as a former, you're a former member of the armed forces?
Yes, I am.
I think your invasion plan sounds like something out of a freaking James Bond movie. What do you mean, thousands of women in dune buggies? What is this, man, Helter Skelter? I mean...
You know something? The reason why our country is doing as badly as it is because of talk show hosts like you and the liberal media that will not listen to the sensibilities of a generation that went through war. And I know the Russians can turn around on us.
I'm perfectly happy to open it up for discussion. I think it'll never happen. And I think only using women in dune buggies...
I didn't say only women in dune buggies, sir.
Well, you said from the west, women in dune buggies, and the NATO force coming from the east.
Have you ever seen the movie Mad Max?
Yes.
We get those fast dune buggies like in the movie.
Hold on for a minute. Hold on for just a second, okay? 1-800-449-8686 is our number. This guy wants to invade Russia because... let me put him back on. What is your name, sir?
Yeah, Phil, I'm Lloyd Bonafide. I live in Alhambra, California.
Okay, Lloyd, you want to invade Russia because you believe they're ripe for an attack because they've had subway fires and they've got the TV fire.
Well, their armed forces is down, yes. The submarine, all of the bad stuff that's happened to Russia in the last 6 months, let's say, makes them ripe for an invasion.
Of only female soldiers because we can take them with women.
I believe their society, sir, is demoralized enough, yes, where it would only require a force of women. And you keep harping on the dune buggy idea. I'm saying a highly mobile force of highly trained combat female personnel in swift-moving desert terrain vehicles could take out the Russian Far Eastern Command, yes.
All right, based upon the fact their submarines are sinking, huh?
You want to be a smartass about it, sir.
No, I mean, they must be doing badly if their submarines are sinking, is all I'm saying. Hold on. Okay, so there you go. That guy's a Korean War veteran. And the thing that he said that was interesting to me is America owes some payback to the Korean War and Vietnam War veterans, so now's the time to launch a sneak attack on Russia. Now, maybe you agree with that, maybe you don't. His idea was high-density bombing followed by NATO paratroopers from the West and females in dune buggies from the East. Only all female soldiers, I think. 1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show.
Sunset.
All right, Lloyd, hold the line here, okay, for just a second. This is the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. This is Lloyd. He believes we should launch a sneak attack on the Russian government, Russian country, because they have had so many deflating and demoralizing events in their country they couldn't possibly defend themselves. What were you just saying?
What I was just saying is...
Yeah, just now you were talking about your friends in Korea.
What I was just saying is... We're a generation of the Korean War veterans and some of the Vietnam boys. We fought the communists, and I'll tell you right now, they're no big deal, and we could go and waste them. But the problem is our country is gutless, and this would help President Clinton, too. Right now, his presidency is a pile of, I don't even want to say the word. But if he could successfully sneak attack Russia, we would think better of President Clinton, and we could rehabilitate his presidency. Also, if you want women in combat, you could test them out. And if you want to give some payback to the Korean War veterans, well, you can test them out, too.
All right, Lloyd, hold on. I want to take some phone calls here. I've got a couple of ex-servicemen on, some Marines and stuff like that, that maybe you'd like to talk to. But let me go to El Paso on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello?
Yeah, this is Robert Conger.
Hello, Robert. How are you?
I'm very good.
Were you in the Marine Corps, sir?
No, it doesn't matter. Lloyd, listen, do me a favor. I'm much younger than you are, obviously. But I want you to give me fair play and let me say what I've got to say, because... You know, what's breaking my heart here
well,
is...
Well, that's okay.
No, hang on, Lloyd. Hang on, Lloyd.
That's all right. I want to hear what you got to say.
Well, if you'll be courtesy...
Yes,
sir. Enough courtesy,
I'm a Korean War veteran.
Okay, go ahead. Fine. We got it, Lloyd. Thank you. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, but my point is this. You know what? We greatly appreciate what our armed forces do for this country. Lloyd, hang on a minute.
I know.
Okay, I greatly appreciate, personally, I've had family in the services... for generations. Okay?
Thank you.
And so it's because of that make us as great a nation as we've been, as we've always been.
Mister, you said a mouthful there.
But Lloyd, let me tell you what else we're about. The reason why we're proud to be the United States of America is that, you know what, 40 or 50 years ago, when we were at a Cold War, when there was reason to have to go in and into the conflicts that we've had throughout our history, there was a reason for that, okay? But you know what? I don't know if I'm pissed off or if I feel sorry for you, sir, for this reason.
Well,
we
wait,
have,
hold a second. We,
wait,
hold
no,
on
let
a
me
second.
Finish. Let me
it's
finish.
Tough.
We have benefits for our veterans.
Don't you
and,
think
and
we
you know
could
what? Hold on a minute.
Soviet
hold on a
Union?
Minute. You know what? And it sounds like to me that you need some psychotherapy because you know what? We are not about a killing or hateful nation. And you know what?
Wait
when you've
minute.
Got people,
where,
no,
you
no, 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 no.
When
you've got a, when you've got
there?
A nation like Russia, as great as Russia is, you know what? We
great.
Could have a.
They
yeah,
can't
they,
even
you know what?
Have a TV tower without it going up in flames.
It doesn't matter. The point is this: you don't take millions upon millions of people that are suffering, that are you know that are hurting in a every in a every day their daily life. Suffering.
You sound
and,
like a Democrat.
No, I sound aren't like you? An American citizen,
you,
sir,
you,
and I wish you did.
Because,
you know what? I'll
you tell
know,
you
could
go
like
in with
bitter,
female, women
hateful
and,
man. And
what
you know
about
what?
Women in dune buggies? I
no,
said
and
you,
you
could
know,
get...
Hold on, Lloyd.
Females
the sad,
going across...
Let the man finish, Lloyd. Let the man
the sad
finish.
Thing here, Lloyd, the sad thing here, Lloyd, is it sounds like you're a very hateful, bitter man. And
oh,
you know
that's
what?
A load of bull crap.
For me to sit here and think that you actually
enjoy stoned hippies, aren't you?
You know what? I think that's one of the
stoned?
Most appalling sins that we can commit.
You
in
sound
God's
like
eyes.
One of those Timothy Leary guys that
now,
wants
you sound
to get
like
stoned.
You sound like you escaped from some mental institution, sir.
The Russian, we could sneak attack the Russians, but we got a bunch of stoned hippies like you who want to sit around and be stoned while the Russians come over and pork us in the rear end or
you know,
whatever
Lloyd,
they want to do.
I just decided 10 seconds ago
uh-huh.
that I am not angry with you. I feel very, very sorry for you because it's people like you that give us a bad name. And I'm embarrassed for you that you consider yourself an American citizen because we have been a world power.
You want to spread for the Russians. That's your business.
No, I'm speaking as an American citizen, sir. And you know what? That is what makes us a great nation. We help the countries that are down.
I don't mean anything by this, but are you a Mexican deal?
My name is Robert Conger. I'm an Irishman,
sir. What do you mean, Mexican deal?
And does it matter?
You call it from El Paso. I don't know.
Well, you're calling from Alhambra.
What difference does it make? So what if he's Mexican-American?
I fought with a lot of Mexican-Americans in the Korea. They're good people. So don't
Americans are good people.
That's
people
right.
On
that's
a whole,
best,
are good
it's
people.
The best
people,
country
sir,
of the
people
world.
Are not born to be evil people.
Well,
it's
I'll
the way we're
this.
Shaped in our society.
You,
when you got people, the reason why crime is so bad in Russia, and I'm not defending Russia, I'm not a big
they're
Russian fan.
They're a bunch
fan.
Of GD atheists, and no. they should all go into the hell portions.
You know what you need to do is get on your knees and open up your Bible
get
and ask God
knees.
For forgiveness.
I'm not putting
you know,
on knee pads
you need
when
to
I do
and hope that this bitterness that you'll have some peace in your life so that this bitterness
I'll
and
get
this
on
evilness,
my knees if you'll get off of your knees. America doesn't get on her knees for anybody.
He's talking about praying. Okay, listen, sir, thank you for your call, okay? He's talking about praying, okay?
Well, if it's that, if that's what he meant.
That's exactly what he meant. Temecula on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello?
Hello.
Yes, sir.
I'm a former Marine who was in the Gulf War. Who
God bless you.
Friends.
God bless you.
Lloyd, you got some issues, I think, my friend.
Well, it's guys like us, you and me. We keep this GD country free.
Yeah, but you know, we don't owe it to our country to go and fight another war. We owe it to our country to not
right.
fight another war ever
You guys
again.
Were in the thick of it. You don't want to start counseling starting another war.
But what if the Russians pull a sneak attack on us? Someday they're going to be, have a, you know, they're going to get more guns and stuff.
Lloyd, there is no more Russia. There is no more USSR. There's 50 different countries that are all fighting for their own survival. They don't got time for anything else.
What do you think about my idea of high-density bombing?
I think you're crazy. It's not going to work.
What?
I think tactically you're way off.
What are you talking? You use NATO from the West. You use American forces exclusively from the East. And
females in dune buggies.
Now, first of all, why would we go American forces from the West? We have all those army forces in
no, from the
Germany.
East, I mean. And then we have women in dune buggies.
We don't want women in combat.
Okay. All right, thank you, sir. 1-800-449-8686. Women in dune buggies. It's Lloyd, and this is the Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Henry Show. And our open phone segment continues in the...
...proven in a recent magazine article that a lot of POWs were taken from Korea to Russia. And I believe that Art Beaupree is alive in Russia today with other POWs, and they're not being allowed to leave. And I believe that's another reason why we should launch a surprise attack with women in all-terrain vehicles. I want to see women in dune buggies shooting up villages on CNN, wearing Kevlar helmets, and then when they get out of the jeeps, you can see how tight their pants are and be proud of the tight, sweet-looking stuff that we've got machine-gunning villages.
Anything else?
That's the statement that I want.
You believe that POWs, though, are being held in Russia still from Korea?
You better believe it.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. Here is Pomona on the Phil Henry Show. Hello. Pomona, hello.
Oh, hello?
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
Hi, sir. I really think that you need some help. Okay.
Henry needs help or I need help?
You need help is what she's saying.
Yeah, it's the wrong reason to go to war just because, for one thing, if they do have prisoners of war and they're in this terrible state, it should be easier to get those prisoners of war another way than war. I mean, if you value the U.S. so much, you should want to save our resources.
You know something? You're a woman. Aren't you? It's easy for you to say because you'll never have to go to war.
Why is it? I don't get what you're getting at.
I'm saying you're a female, so nobody's ever tested you in combat. Have you been tested in combat?
I
yes
would
or
not
no?
want to be tested in
no,
combat.
No, you sure wouldn't. But you want men to go off. I propose that women, how old are you?
20.
Perfect. Women in all-terrain vehicles. Let loose on the countryside.
You want this lady to be in some kind of a mobile dune buggy force attacking Russia from the East Coast?
Yes.
Okay, you see...
And how sweet are you in a pair of jeans? That's another question.
That's none of your business.
Well...
At all.
I'm not saying it is. I'm just saying how sweet would that look?
I don't even want to go there. All I'm saying is that it's not in women's natures to be as aggressive as men.
Right.
Okay, ma'am, thanks. Here is Santa Barbara on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Dave Baskett.
Yes, sir.
Lynn, I am very ashamed to be speaking to a former military person. I spent 20 years in the U.S. Army defending this country also.
God bless
you. I spent
a
year in Vietnam defending against the communist North Vietnamese.
That's what I'm talking about.
Let me tell you something else, sir. You're absolutely dead wrong, and this is an insane, stupid idea you've got.
Oh,
for
all
break.
Of a sudden,
absolutely.
We got them where we want them. We got them where we want them.
Listen, I've got a little bit more of an advantage over you, and that is perhaps a little bit more knowledge. I have spent, out of the last 10 years, a lot of that in Russia, and you're absolutely insane at what you suggest. I believe that for the first... Listen to me.
They've got RPOWs over there.
There was one American in Irkutsk who was a POW out of Korea, who elected to marry a Russian woman, and he died there while I was there.
They've got Art Beaupree over
there. Listen to me, if you please.
Will you forget about Art Beaupree and listen to this man?
Now, please listen.
Crap.
The United States and Russia have never shed each other's blood. No Russians ever murdered
We have a war between
the Germans and the United States, between the North Koreans and the United States, between the Chinese and the United States, between the Mexicans and the United States, between UK, the British,
whatever,
and the United States.
Right,
we have never shed each other's blood with Russians. And I propose that we never do that for the history of the world.
Yes, we do.
We should
shed
be working
each
with
blood.
Each other. They're good people. It's a country that's going through trauma.
We shed each other's blood during the Spanish-American War.
We should be working together with the Russians, not planning some obscene cockamamie idea of
tactically it's
attacking them.
It's tactically sound.
That is one of the most obscene things I've heard in my life.
I drew up the battle plans last night.
As an officer in the United States Army.
I drew up the battle plans last night. It's tactically sound.
I'm glad you're not in charge of anybody but yourself.
Even our weakest female soldier could take their
best. I'm finished.
I think you should see my plan. Let's get together for coffee and I'll show you my plan. And I...
He hung up.
What a wacko. He needs help. I think he should go to the VA hospital.
He needs help, huh?
You bet. Well, the plan that I've got, you want to meet at Denny's later on?
No, thank you. Okay, listen, Lloyd, good luck. Is that his phone? Good luck, Lloyd. See you later.
Where's the bed?
Would you tell him to hang up? Good luck, Lloyd. See you later.
Hello.
Hello?
Yes, who's this?
This is Phil Henry. This is the Phil Henry Show. Well, who am I speaking with?
Oh, you did again, didn't you?
I called up the radio station.
I'm sorry. He got on the phone again.
Well, who am I talking with?
Yeah, I'm the nurse. Mr. Lloyd got out of the TV. You got out of the TV room again, didn't you?
I don't want to watch it anymore. I don't want to watch Discovery.
Who is this?
Yeah, I'm a nurse, a day nurse here. We're at Downey Community, and he got out of the day room.
Well, what is this?
This is a retirement home.
Oh, the guy was in a retirement home. Is he a Korean War veteran?
That's what he wants everybody to believe. I don't know what he does. I do know that he has a collection of model airplanes, and he goes, you know, with them every morning, that kind of thing. He played Pearl Harbor.
I'm going to play Pearl Harbor.
You want to drop one on me?
I'm going to drop one on you.
All right. He brings the ships in the tub with him and everything.
She's trying to steal my pledge for world domination. Give me the phone.
Got it.
Wait a second.
Stealing my pledge.
You put him in the day room.
Put him in the day room now. Don't steal my pledge for world domination.
I'm sorry. He is...
He sounds like he's out of his mind.
You know something? He always is planning on starting a war, world domination, kicking someone's ass. You know that kind of thing. He's always looking to kick ass. That's what we love. He's still pissed off over that whole Korea thing, you know.
All right. I understand. I had no idea we were talking to a mental patient.
You should have figured it out.
Well, I mean, I was halfway there. Anyway, thank you very much.
He ain't no mental patient. He's just old and stupid. That's all.
All right. Thank you very much, dear.
You're welcome.
Okay, well, how about that, Mike? Nice screen job there, by the way. You should have known when you heard the quarters going into the slot. Oh, man. We ought to surprise attack Russia. Well, there's a few nutcases out there. I'm sure I'd love to do that. They probably think that's, you know, the time is right. The time's right for a big sneak attack on Russia. And look at all that whatever it is they got over there. They do have a little bit of oil, some vodka. They got that nice TV tower if they ever put that fire out. Boy, think of the freaking... you don't need a TV tower anymore, man. We got satellites. This has been Open Phone Monday. Stay tuned for next week's edition, which will occur in another 3 weeks. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. Anyway, Phil Henry Show here, 1-800-449-8686. You know who Errol Flynn is? Craig never heard of Errol Flynn. You know who he is? He was a movie actor in the 30s and 40s. And he played these Robin Hood characters. So I'm reading this. Legendary womanizer Errol Flynn spent his final days on the idyllic island paradise he called home, awash in booze, babes, and drugs. His raucous and dissolute lifestyle, fueled by vodka, cocaine, and morphine injections, masked the secret torment which followed him to the grave. Flynn never left his beloved Boston estate near Port Antonio on Jamaica's picturesque North Shore without his cocaine stash, even if it was stuffed inside a condom in his swimming trunk's pocket. He liked drugs that energized him so he could make the most out of every little bit of life, revealed a friend. Now, a final link with the swashbuckling screen idol who died in 1959 at age 50. God! Will be severed as his widow, actress Patricia Wymore, plans to sell the 2,000-acre estate. $50 million. The guy, I heard, you know, snorted coke. That was no secret. But there was also a thing about him being a Nazi. Like he was secretly a Nazi. That he had a connection to the Nazis. I don't know. See, have you ever been to Jamaica? There, it's really a beautiful country on the North Shore. The Port Antonio is down along the eastern coast as you head up to the northern coast, which is where Ocho Rios, Montego Bay. I traveled Jamaica by car back in the summer of 95. At the time, I was there for a family reunion. My girlfriend's family is from Jamaica, so that gives you a hint, I guess, as to what color she was. And anyway, I was the only white guy in this van full of black folks, black American folks, nonetheless. But I was the only white guy, and we were on our way. We were all sort of out, we didn't know what the hell was going on. We're all on our way to Jamaica. We're in Jamaica. We're on our way to Ocho Rios, but we pass through these towns like Port Antonio and Half Mile Tree or whatever the hell this town is, Kingston. And I was down there, this one lone white kisser in this van full of black folks. Now, here's an interesting fact. Black Americans are treated rudely in the Caribbean. Rudely. They're probably treated worse on the average than white tourists, because the Jamaicans and the whatever the hell they are, Bahamians, they all think that their stuff doesn't smell, and who are these black folks coming down there telling them what to do? In other words, they don't differentiate. They don't say, well, they're Americans, so they, I guess, are entitled to whatever ass-kissing we're entitled to. They say, oh, these are black people, so screw them. Because the real money that we're going to make are from the whites that are coming down here, the white American tourists that are coming down here, and these black, these African Americans, well, they're just like me. They're garbage, and we don't have to, I've heard more people say that. When we're walking through town, I'm there with Yvonne, who was my girlfriend. She was bugged left and right by panhandlers. Nobody asked me for a dime. But they would bug her and chase her down and ask her for dough. And see, Jamaica is a pretty impoverished nation. I mean, there's just no getting around it. In many ways, it's a real toilet bowl. But let me tell you something. That Sandals Resort and some of those jet skis, that's fantastic. But anyway, oh, Jesus, I can't go back there. I get this guilt feeling. I can't go to any country where the poverty is so bad that they might rise up and burn the hotel I'm in. See, I got to go to a country where I'm at, wherever I'm kicking it. I want the poor people to be really happy and eating bananas and singing all night long and drinking rum. That's what I want. So even if they're poor, they're all just, manana, baby, and we're sleeping on the beach, and everything's a big happy time, and we're wrapping ourselves in banana palms, and it's a beautiful thing. That's what I want. That's why I like Mexico. People in Mexico, man, they could be dirt poor. They could be eating insects, and they're still going to be just dancing on the beach. That's why I like going down there. You go to Jamaica, though, them cats are ready to set fire to the freaking hotel you're in. There's that hostility. I know there's an underlying hostility going on down there. And so it's not a very relaxing place to go on vacation. Now, you can go down to Sandals Resorts or some of these places. The locals call that hotel prison because if you look at it from the water, it looks like a big prison. It looks like San Quentin. And all the folks that go to Sandals Resort, they stay in the hotel. They swim in the pool. They use the little private beach. They drink the drinks from the bar. They never leave. They never leave. Even though right down the street from Sandals and Ocho Rios is a really cool Burger King. But they never leave there because they're afraid of getting mugged, shot at, or whatever the problem is. Too many black people, too many white people. I don't know what the problem is. So when I was in Jamaica, I could, it was fine, but it was just so dirt poor. I couldn't have a good time there. And not to mention the fact I'm cruising around with all these black folks, and I get out of that van, and they go, okay, now wait a minute. You're in that van with black people. You're all Americans. What do you want? Who are you? Well, she's my girlfriend. Well, come on, let's have a drink and talk about it, okay? Now you go to Cayman, that's a whole different ball of wax. They're so rich there, it's sickening. Even the maids live in mansions. The guy that's scrubbing your car down, the valet, guy's kicking it in some multi-million-dollar condominium. That place is great. Because in Cayman is an offshore banking center. So they have a whole bunch of obnoxious limeys. If you can get around the limeys, anywhere you go, the British, for the most part, they're a real pain. They walk around, man, and they want you to know they're there, too. You think Americans are obnoxious? Let me give you a little clue. And I love the British, believe me. But they're a pain in the ass, and they're obnoxious, and they're louder and much more exhibitionist than Americans. You think we're loud, and we got our mouths running morning, noon, and night in a foreign country. That's understood. But the British, man, they want you to know it from even before they get there. So they're big, fat, loud British mouths, and then they take over the bars with their boring-ass rugby games with their faces painted. Get out of here. But if you can get around that, Cayman is fantastic. Like I said, all of the darkies, I mean all of the people who, I'm just kidding, all of the people who are working in the hotels, they're happy as hell. They're drinking their rum and coke or their Captain Morgan's or whatever the hell it is that they drink down in Cayman, some of that swill, that American vodka, and they love it, or their rum, and they love it. So go there. The Bahamas, if you go to, what the hell is that place called? Paradise? What's the big, Atlantis? The casino, the Atlantis Casino, that's nice. And the little village is great. The rest of the Bahamas suck. So you don't want to go there. And let's see. Oh, I know. Go to the U.S. Virgin Islands. It's an American territory, and they've got all kinds of submachine guns and great stuff that'll protect you. But seriously. And I was in Kingston, and this is a place that nobody really goes to when they go on vacation. Nobody says, hey, I'm going to spend a week in Kingston. You know, you don't really hear anybody say that because it's the capital of Jamaica, and it's hardcore. And Americans are actually told to avoid Kingston. Well, I was there and went to my only party in Kingston. It was at a private home in what passes for the Hollywood Hills there, and they had armed guards with submachine guns, but it was fun. In Kingston, and that's when we took the car ride. And by the way, there's no highway or freeway in Jamaica per se. We went 80 miles, it took 5 hours. Now, I ain't kidding. Because the roads turn into dirt, and then it's pot, and then it's this, and it's that, and there's all kinds of crap. Then they got a cop just standing in the middle of the road. You know, you sail along about 50 miles an hour, the cop jumps in the middle of the road and just stops you. He ain't got his own car. Cops are so poor over there, they ain't got radio cars. They just walk to where they're going. And if they got to pull you over, they run after you. So if you're speeding, and you see some cops start chasing you down, and he holds up a little light, they got no cop cars over there. Yeah, we got pulled over, and the cop said, you know, where are your papers? And I said, what the hell? You mean my passport? He goes, yeah. I said, he said, I've watched too many movies. And like that. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. That's the number you can call us on. Don't forget our casino night, the casino night, which is happening on November 4th, Saturday. And we'll give you information on how you can get tickets for our casino night for my friend's place.